A prudent person foresees those dangers ahead and takes precautions. The simpleton goes blindly on and suffers the consequences. I think about just the other night, of course, me being a pilot, and I used to be an airline pilot several years ago, but I still fly quite a bit. But I looked at after the other night when this Ambassador Rice was on the way back from Israel after they had talked again about giving away more of Israel. While she was on the way home that night, I happened to pull up my aviation weather and looked at the map in my office, and I was amazed at what I saw. I have never in my 50 years of flying, never have I ever seen what I saw on that computer screen. But I saw tremendous storms with hail, tornadoes, and lightning and everything from all the way down to the far tip of Texas, 100 to 150 miles west of here, all the way to Canada, and all the way off of the coast of the United States, one humongous thunderstorm. And you want to know why American canceled 100 flights out of DFW the other night with people screaming, "We want to go, we want to go." No, they're fools. They didn't want to go. They thought they wanted to go. That would be like somebody thinking it's okay to go to hell. But when you get there after 5 seconds, you're going to know this is not the place you wanted to be. And you made the wrong decision. Well, that's the same way. If you've never been in an airliner in a hailstorm, we were going into Tulsa one time in a 727, I believe it was, and there was a little teeny hail. I mean, it was probably wasn't no bigger than a BB. But let me tell you, at 250 knots, you ought to have heard what it sounded like inside that cockpit. You thought that windshield was coming out. I mean, it sounded awful. Now, what if it had been this big? It could have tore that airplane all to pieces at that speed. It could have tore holes through that thing. We could have had we could have lost life. So people that say, "Let's go, we don't care what the weather is," they don't have a clue what they're talking about. But prudent people, and obviously we got some down there that work for the airline, they foresaw the danger ahead and they took all the precautions, canceled the flights. Somebody says, "Good grief, look at the money it's going to cost us." No, look at the money it's going to save you. You know, you're not going to tear up your equipment. You're not going to kill all these people. Now, then it says the simpleton goes blindly on and suffers the consequences. I don't want to be flying with an airline that's got a bunch of simpletons running the programming. Do you? No, I sure don't. I want those men and women that are prudent people that know what's going on. Okay, verse 13 and 14. Be sure to get collateral from anyone who guarantees the debt of a stranger. Now, that's pretty good information. But look at the next part of that verse. Get a deposit if someone guarantees the debt of an adulterous woman. Now, why in the world would you want a deposit? Because you're going to stand in and stand for collateral for an adulterous woman. What is she standing on? A very shaky floor. And she might fall through and die before she gets that paid off. And if you're there, who's going to have to pay it? You are. That's absolutely right. If somebody asked me, just like one night, not very far from right here, actually one of my neighbors, and somebody told me that his wife was sick with cancer. So I drove over to see them. And I said, "You know, I understand. Somebody told me." Now, they went to a different church than I did, but somebody, the Baptist church, told me about them. They went to another church here in the area. I said, "My neighbor in church told me that your wife had cancer." And he said, "Well, yes, she does." And so I sat down and I said, "Well, Mrs. So-and-so, you know, and Mr. So-and-so," and they didn't say anything. So I talked to them and stayed about 2 or 3 hours with them, showed them what sin does and how it brings sickness and disease, and if she would repent, God would heal her. And so I prayed for her. She said she repented. I prayed for her. And about 3 weeks later, she called and said, "Would you come back over here? I am far worse." So I went back over there. I sat down with them and I said, "You know, there's something wrong here." I said, "There's something really wrong here. If you're not getting better, either you didn't believe or there's a sin in your life." And she said, well, I kept noticing you called me Mrs. So-and-so. I said, well, what's wrong with that? She said, well, we're not married. We just live together. I said, don't you know that's adultery? Well, yeah. I said, you didn't know it had a consequence? No. I said, well, ma'am, you lied to the Lord. So I said, you only have one alternative now, and that is to repent and tell him how sorry you are and that you will move out of this house and you will never have sex with another man you're not married to under no conditions. She repented, but she didn't move out. Now, I don't know what happened, but in about 3 weeks, she was dead. She died. She did not get healed. She had committed, obviously, the sin unto death. Woo, that's scary. You know, I've seen every one of these examples that's written in this book over and over and over and over. And, of course, now when you talk about how merciful God is, of course, I've told Ida a story 100 times, and I love to tell it. Now, you don't mind if I tell it, do you, Ida? This lovely lady sitting up here on the front, you know, she came to us with breast cancer. And I got her to repent of her sins. And, of course, her husband and her, they're learning how to walk in faith. And so I prayed for her, and I told her she was healed. And, of course, her husband wants her to go get surgery. Is that right? Yeah, and so she's trying her best to submit to her husband, you know, because that's what God told her to do. Well, they go in, and they cut on her and cut into her breast and everything to go in there. And when they do, they find out there ain't no cancer there. It's gone. But it was there. But it ain't there now. But now they've already cut her. Now then her arm, the skin and everything, now she can't raise her arm up. So they come in crying. You know, we're so sorry. We got to repent. We didn't believe God, but he had healed me. I said, well, since y'all are both so repentant, both of you, I believe with all my heart the Lord will forgive you, and I will pray for you and ask him to take away all that scar tissue and fix it where your arm can raise up. We prayed the prayer of faith for her, and the king instantly healed her where she could raise that arm straight up right there that day. Amen. Now, he is pretty merciful, isn't he, Ida? But I see, boy, she loves him now with all of her heart, you know. She thought she loved him with all of her heart before, but you just got an extra little corner in there now, don't you? Yeah. Yeah. Whenever God does something like that for you, you know, I mean, just like you, Bill, you had a love for God in your heart, but now that you've learned all these promises are yours, you want to be closer to him even than before, right? Oh, yes. You know, praise God, you loved him before. But now you really love being with the king, knowing that he's answering your prayer when you pray in faith. And you don't have to be concerned about nothing. Just walk holy before him, and he's right there to answer your prayer. And boy, that makes it great. But it says, get a deposit if someone guarantees the debt of an adulterous woman. Now, if you see an adulterous woman, she wants to borrow some money. And if you are an adulterous woman, chances are you're going to be needing some money. You're going to be needing some money because God ain't going to bless your finances, is he? No, he will not. And so if somebody comes, you better be sure you get a deposit. Of course, the thing about it is they probably ain't going to have the deposit. And so if they don't, guess what? Don't sign their note. Now then, if they want $3,000 and you say, well, I'm willing to give them $3,000, then sign the note. If you got the money and you can give it to them and you ain't going to get upset with them, and you say, okay, I won't get a deposit. I have $3,000 extra dollars. If I don't ever see it again, that's okay. If I have to pay the note, it won't be no big deal. Don't never sign a note for nobody that you can't say that. Don't ever sign a note for nobody, even one of your children, if they say, I promise to pay you back, and if they don't pay you back, you're not going to be able to make your payments. Don't go on their note, because if you do, they may not pay you back. You never know what they're going to do. Verse 14, if you shout a pleasant greeting to your neighbor too early in the morning, it will be counted as a curse. Oh, my honey buddy is a late sleeper in the morning. If we get up somewhere, we got to go somewhere. If we have to get up, you know, like at 7 or 8 o'clock to go somewhere, when she gets out of bed, she comes in the bathroom. I said, hi, honey. She says, she won't even talk to me. Just don't talk to me. Now, give her an hour. She'd get up, she'd get her face washed, put her face on it all. It's about an hour later, I'd walk in and say, "Hi, honey." She said, "Oh, I'm alive." She's not a morning person. Now then, if I come in about noon, man, she's a ball of fire. You know, usually she's up going, wheeling, going all over the place. But boy, if you come in early in the morning and you shout a pleasant greeting, get up in the morning, run into the, about 7:30, 8 o'clock, running back, open the door, turn the light, say, "Hi, honey." Oh, man. Turn that light off. Shut that door. I'm going to sleep. I'm stretching it just a little here, honey. If you shout a pleasant greeting to your neighbor too early in the morning, it will be counted as a curse. She looks at it as a curse. I know that for sure. So I've learned, and so I know she don't like it, so I don't do it. You know, so that makes her happy. Okay, verse 15 and 16. Uh-oh. A nagging wife is as annoying as the constant dripping on a rainy day. Now then, if women could learn that, not to be a nagging woman, they'd have a lot of more happy husbands out there. So whatever you do, ladies, if you're a wife, do not nag your husband. You know, be that gentle, sweet little thing, and you will see that that will change your life forever, because a man does not like a nagging wife. You know, if you got something to tell him, and then let him, you know. I mean, of course, you know, I know women's brains work faster than men, so you just tell him and then let him run it around in his head for a day or two. You know, don't keep coming back and trying to tell him because he hadn't got it together yet. You have, you know, you're so fast. Your right and left brain is instantaneous. His is not, you know. We're just a little slower than you girls, and that's the way God made us. Yes, Bill.
We are trainable, though.
Yes, we are. We are very trainable, you know, so we're trainable, and we hope they're trainable, right? Yes, but we are trainable. Yes, praise the Lord. That's just like me. I was very trainable when I found out that Cheryl didn't like to meet a bugger in the morning. You know, so I just slip out of bed, you know, and go to the bathroom and put my clothes on and slip out the door and just let her sleep. And, hey, I don't have no problem with her like that, you know, so none whatsoever.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.